Okay. So we will learn the next verse 6.4.33 from Hamsa Guhya prayers. What is the meaning of
6.4.33?
33rd verse. Okay. Yo anugrahartam.
Yo anugrahartam. Yo anugrahartam. Yo anugrahartam.
Bhajatam.
Pada.
Pada.
Pada. Pada.
Moolam.
Moolam. Moolam. Moolam.
Yo anugrahartam.
Bhajatam.
Bhajatam.
Bhajatam. Bhajatam.
Padamoolam.
Padamoolam. Padamoolam. Padamoolam.
Anamarupo.
Anamarupo. Anamarupo. Anamarupo.
Bhagavan.
Bhagavan. Bhagavan. Bhagavan.
Ananta.
Ananta. Ananta. Ananta.
Namani.
Namani. Namani. Namani.
Rupani.
Rupani. Rupani. Rupani.
Cha.
Cha. Cha. Cha.
Janma.
Janma. Janma. Janma.
Karma bhir.
Karma bhir. Karma bhir. Karma bhir.
Beje samayam.
Beje samayam. Beje samayam. Beje samayam.
Parama.
Parama. Parama. Parama.
Prasidatu.
Prasidatu. Proceed.
Any doubt? In any line? Any? No doubt? Yo anugrahartam. Anu, colon, this colon, comma, not stands for A in this place. Yo anugrahartam. Yes. Third line? Which one? The full line. Namani, namani, rupani, cha janma karma bir. What you said? Somebody said something here, no? Some line. What, Kushi? Anugrahartam. Anugrahartam. Somebody here? Anything? Clear? Yo anugrahartam bhajatam padamoolam.
Yo anugrahartam bhajatam padamoolam. Yo anugrahartam bhajatam padamoolam. Yo anugrahartam bhajatam padamoolam.
Anamarupo bhagavan ananta.
Anamarupo bhagavan ananta. Anamarupo bhagavan ananta.
Namani rupani cha janma karma bir.
Namani rupani cha janma karma bir. Namani rupani cha janma karma bir. Namani rupani cha janma karma
bir. Beje samahyam parama prasidatu.
Beje samahyam parama prasidatu. Beje samahyam parama prasidatu. Beje samayam parama prasidato.
Yo anugrahartam bhajatam padamoolam.
Yo anugrahartam bhajatam padamoolam. Yo anugrahartam bhajatam padamoolam. Yo anugrahartam bhajatam padamoolam.
Anamarupo bhagavan ananta.
Anamarupo bhagavan ananta. Anamarupo bhagavan ananta. Anamarupo bhagavan ananta.
Namani rupani cha janma karma bir.
Namani rupani cha janma karma bir. Namani rupani cha janma karma bir. Namani rupani cha janma karma bhi.
Beje samahyam parama prasidatu.
Beje samahyam parama prasidatu. Beje samahyam parama prasidatu. Beje samahyam parama prasidatu.
I'll just say the whole verse. Yo anugrahartam bhajatam padamoolam. Nama rupo bhagavan ananta. Namani rupani cha janma karma bir. Beje samahyam parama prasidatu.
Yo anugrahartam సాంపాదమూలం అనామ రూపో భగవానంత నామాని రూపాని చ జన్మ కర్మభి ఏజే సమయం పరమా ప్రసీదతు.
వన్స్ మోర్.
యో అనుగ్రహాతం భజతాం పాదమూలం అనామ రూపో భగవానంత నామాని రూపాని చ జన్మ కర్మభి ఏజే సమయం పరమా ప్రసీదతు.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is all pervading, who is the void of all material names, forms, and pastimes, and who is all pervading, his especially merciful to the devotees who worship his lotus feet. Thus he exhibits transcendental forms and names with his different pastimes. May that Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose form is eternal and is full of knowledge and bliss, be merciful to me. See here, it is told about Krishna, Anama Rupo Bhagavan Ananta. Sometimes, you know, there are some people who say the Lord is nameless. The Lord has no name. He is nameless. The meaning of that is, basically, the Lord, see, your name and my name, our names, they are material. Say, for example, if you keep chanting your name, suppose, if you keep chanting your name on the beads, you won't get anything. You yourself will feel bored. But if you chant Krishna's name, there is difference between your name and my name, our name and Krishna's name. Why? Because Krishna's name is spiritual. It is divine. So when we take the names of Krishna, we feel happy. See, you all, every day you can do this. After you chant one round, you feel so happy, isn't it? Within inside. It comes from inside. You feel very happy. You feel like chanting one more round, isn't it? But if I tell you to chant some bad word name, you go on chanting 108 times, you don't feel so happy, isn't it? Or any name. But if you chant Krishna's name, you feel very happy. Srila Prabhupada used to say, the result of chanting is more chanting. You keep on chanting more and more. Because it is Krishna's name. Say, if for this two, three things are said. Now say, suppose you are very thirsty. So until and unless you go and drink water from there, your thirst will not be quenched, isn't it? But if you sit down here and you say water, 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 will your thirst go? No. But if you say Krishna, Krishna, suppose you are in any desperate condition, you say Krishna, 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 immediately you feel relief. Say suppose in your exam, some problem is there and you have never seen in that problem in your full lifetime. And my God, how am I going to solve this? And you keep thinking of Krishna, some solution will come. You will come to know at least how to do the problem. Some way you will get some solution. Why? Because Krishna's name has that. It is divine. It is potent. And each of Krishna's name has a pastime associated with it. Samita, you come and sit here. You are talking all the time. Come here. Sit here. Come. Come here. Sit down. Come first. Sit here. Sit here. Come, sit here. So, Krishna's name, every name of Krishna has a pastime associated with it. So, like for example, the name Krishna. What is the meaning of name Krishna? Who knows what is the meaning of Krishna? I say Krishna. What is the meaning of Krishna? Who said that? It is all attractive. Like Krishna, see this Bhagavad Gita is there, no? No, that is Bhagavadam. You have Bhagavad Gita book? Give. So see in this picture, Bhagavad Gita. You are seeing Krishna. You know how old he is here? More than 125 years old he is. And he has grandchildren. He has so many grandchildren. But does he look like that? He looks like sweet 16, isn't it? So he is more than 125 years old. In the battlefield of Kurukshetra, Krishna had so many grandchildren. And how is our grandfather? Isn't it? That is the difference. Because Krishna has a spiritual body, it never gets old. Have you seen any picture of Krishna with white hair and fallen teeth and the wrinkles going, this chin going inside and walking with a stick? No. Because Krishna is beautiful all the time. So meaning of Krishna is all attractive. What it is?
All attractive.
He is always very beautiful and very attractive to everyone. He attracts the whole world. But there is one person who attracts that Krishna. That is Srimati Radharani. So Krishna, see, I said every name of Krishna has some meaning. He attracted Madan. So his name is called Madan Mohan. This Madan, he attracts the whole world. Everyone is attracted by this Cupid. But even that Cupid, he is attracted by Krishna. So his name is Madan Mohan. And Srimati Radharani is Madan Mohan Mohini. Okay, she is the one who attracts Krishna also. Okay. And another, so we'll just see some names of Krishna and the pastimes associated with. In our temple, you all came to the temple on Saturday, isn't it? The deities are called, what are the names of the deities? That's all. Giridhari, that's all. Shri, you should always say Shri Shri Radha Giridhari. Krishna is supreme. We should just not tell, oh Krishna, it's the Shri Krishna. And that also K capital, S capital. Whenever we say he, him, anything referring to Krishna, it should be capital. Even if it comes in between the sentence. Understood? It should be Shri, not only Shri Radha Giridhari, no. Shri, Shri Radha Giridhari. Always it should be attached. Understood? So like that, Shri Shri Radha Giridhari deities we have in our temple, isn't it? Shri Shri Radha Giridhari ji deities. So how does Krishna get that name Giridhari? Who can tell me? Yeah, he lifted the Govardhan mountain. Mountain means Giri in Sanskrit. He lifted that mountain. That is why his name is known as Giridhari. Yes, on this finger. Can you do anything with this finger? No, we can't even hold a rubber. He held the whole mountain, huge mountain. You know how many meters it is?
21,
right? Now, at that time when Krishna lifted, it was more than that. It has got a curse. Govardhan mountain has got a curse. You come and sit here. Every day it is reducing for mustard size. Mustard size, it is reducing from the time when Krishna lifted it. Because before that, because Govardhan got a curse. So, his name came to be known as Giridhari. He lifted for 7 days, 7 nights. Not just for 5 minutes. 7 days, 7 nights, the whole Braj, all the Brajavasis, everybody came under the Govardhan hill. You know what? Indra was pouring pillars of rains. It is not ordinary rain. Pillars of rains. The rains were falling in pillars. But not even one drop touched the Brajavasis. You know? Because of Krishna. So his name, it's a very big Leela. Sometime we can talk about Govardhan Leela also. So Govardhan Leela is, that is why name came to be known as Giridhari. Then what other name? Madhusudana. He killed a demon called Madhu. That is why his name came to be known as Madhusudana. Then Madhava. Why is Krishna called Madhava? Husband of goddess of fortune. Because he is the husband of Lakshmi, his name is called Madhava. Then also, actually, you know, let me just cover this aspect. We say Krishna is Bhagavan, right? Krishna is supreme personality of Godhead. Prabhupada always says, why he is called Bhagavan? Van means, Bhaga means Bhagavan. It is separated into two words, Bhaga and Van. Bhaga means opulences. Opulences means like wealth, then beauty, in all strength, power, yeah. So, six opulences, right? So, those six, Parashara Muni, the father of, he is the father of? Yes, Parashara Muni is the father of Vyasadev. He has written a very beautiful verse glorifying Krishna. Aishwaryasya, Samagrasya, Viryasya, Yashasya. That is, Krishna, he has six opulences. And what are they? Aishwarya, that is wealth. You know, Krishna in Dwaraka, he had 16,108 wives. How much?
16,108
wives. Yeah. So he had 16,108 wives, and each wife had a palace. It's not that everyone was staying in one palace. Each wife had one palace, and each wife had almost 10 children. Understood? So such big family Krishna had. So the point is, this is just one aspect of his wealth. So many palaces his wives had. That is his wealth. That is Aishwarya. And then, and it is not that one day he had, the next day he became poor, he stayed in a hut. It's not like that. Like for example, who is the richest person now in the world?
Bill Gates,
right? But still, you remember 2 years back, even he had to go to the courts for some, this against Microsoft company, isn't it? So immediately what happens? Your credit card reduces, or you have to go on giving money, isn't it? So it is not that he will have money all the time. He's just having money now. It's not that from birth he had, isn't it? He's just having now. But Krishna, he has money all the time. It's never that, oh, Krishna sits like this, oh, I'm bankrupt. No, Krishna has money all the time. So that is Aishwarya. Then Aishwaryasya, then wealth. The wealth is seen. And fame. Krishna's leelas are so famous. He stole butter. Still now, if you and I steal butter, or so many thieves do so many things, isn't it? But are they famous? No. Krishna is still famous as butter thief. Okay. And then his Bhagavad Gita. See his Bhagavad Gita. How it is still valued. You know, in the Guinness, you know Guinness Book of Records? Do you know Guinness Book of Records? Don't know? You all know Guinness Book of Records, isn't it? So in Guinness Book of Records, Bhagavad Gita has come as the topmost selling book. Do you know that? Bhagavad Gita as it is by Prabhupada, it has come in Guinness Book of Records. So this famous is Krishna's, whatever he speaks. Is anyone so famous like this? Maybe Shakespeare you must have heard. But his books hardly, for some years it was famous. Now, no, I mean, it is not so famous. This 5000 years before Krishna spoke. Still it is famous, right? So that is the difference. And his intelligence. Give this book to me. And his intelligence. How intelligent is Krishna? This Bhagavad Gita, how many verses it has?
18.
18 chapters, 700 verses Bhagavad Gita has. And this Srimad Bhagavatam, like this, that has 18,000 verses. Like this, there are many books. Understood? 18 volumes are there. Like these. So that has 18,000 verses. Bhagavad Gita has 700 verses and 18 chapters. Understood? Bhagavad Gita was spoken by Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam is about Krishna. You follow? So, Krishna, like you and I, tomorrow maths exam, immediately today we start writing tables, you start solving all problems, what is tan theta equal to sine theta by cos theta, we start doing all our, this, isn't it? We start doing all our maths, always my maths exam. But like that, Krishna didn't sit today, oh, tomorrow I have to speak to Arjuna, 700 verses, let me start studying. It just came. And Bhagavad Gita is not an ordinary book. You know, there are four Vedas. What are the names of the four Vedas? Yajur Veda, Sama Veda, Rig Veda. All of you should know. Yajur Veda, Sam Veda, Rig Veda and Atharva Veda. So these four Vedas are there. Okay. Apart from that, there are 18 Puranas. And then there are Upanishads. So many books, from all these books, Krishna churned out. And that essence, that is Bhagavad Gita. So much is there in Bhagavad Gita. And it's not that the previous day he started, or maybe 1 month before he started learning, tomorrow I have to tell for Arjuna 700 verses, let me start studying. He just came.
Mataji, all parts.
What all parts?
There are many parts in the
Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita, only one is there. Try to understand, that's what I'm saying. Bhagavad Gita is spoken by Krishna. That is only one book. There are 700 verses, 18 chapters, that book. In Srimad Bhagavatam, there are 18 books, 18 volumes, 12 cantos. You have? That must be some other book, not Bhagavad Gita. Maybe by some author it must be. It must be not by Prabhupada. You check today, you go, you take the book, and what it is written on the book, you write in the notebook and bring it to me tomorrow. I'll see what it is.
No, it is like my grandfather's
book. So what? So you go, you write.
In the library.
Where it is, that library?
Like our home in one.
It's there, no? So whatever you feel question mark, you just write the title of that book and the author. And you bring it in your notebook. Don't bring that book. Otherwise bring one notebook and bring that book and show it to me what it is, then I'll tell you what it is. Okay. So Krishna, his intelligence is so much. He just spoke 700 verses. That is just one aspect of his intelligence. And in Bhagavad Gita also it is said, Arjuna is saying, how are you remembering everything, Krishna? That what actually in the fourth chapter, actual history comes of Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says, Imam Bivaswate Yogam Pravtavan Aham Avyayam. That is, I spoke this science before to the sun god. So Arjuna is saying, but how can, sun god is so old, how can I understand that? He didn't say, don't tell me something. He said that, how can I understand that you spoke to the sun god so many years before? So then Krishna says, that all these times you and I took birth, I remember them, you forgot. This is Krishna's remembrance. You and I, even we forgot what happened 1 minute before. But Krishna remembers everything. So that is his intelligence. So wealth is covered, intelligence is covered, fame is covered, beauty is covered, then what? Yes. Knowledge, I told, na? Knowledge only is intelligence, no? Strength, yes. Strength, we saw Govardhan. He was only 7 years old, he lifted that big Govardhan hill. Forget about 7 years, when he was just born, almost a week old, that's all. He couldn't even open his eyes. He was so small. That time he killed this huge demoness, Putana. She was so many miles wide. He killed her. Such a small child. That is the strength of Krishna. He couldn't open his eyes. And we people, even if we say cockroach, we sad, isn't it? So this is the strength of Krishna. Then he killed Trinavrata, then he killed so many asuras. Bakasura, Vatsasura, so many asuras he killed. That is the strength of Krishna. Then, after that, what is the next? So let us repeat. Aishwarya, wealth, then strength, knowledge, then fame, beauty, and then the last is renunciation. The last is renunciation. For us, what do we say? Maine kiya hai. I have done that, isn't it? Like say for example, you do something in your house, suppose by mistake. Suppose say today you cook in your house. All of you help your mother and you cook something. You go and tell, if BBT channel was there, you could have gone and announced. Today, you know, I cooked the full prasadam. Isn't it? We like to take credit for everything, whatever we do. Isn't it? We want to show to everyone that, you know, I have done this. And not only that, another aspect is, like, see, we use these watches, no, of HMT and Titan. You have seen in the watch, it is written Titan or HMT to show that it is of that company. isn't it? So just imagine if Krishna starts printing his name on all the companies he has opened, then just imagine the whole world is his everything. Everything belongs to Krishna, isn't it? But still, he never shows that I have done this, I have done this, I have done this, isn't it? And the best example, one of the best examples of renunciation is Lord Rama. From so many months, it was declared Lord Rama would be the king of Ayodhya. The whole Ayodhya was so happy and so many festivals, big that time advertisements were not there. But everyone was so happy, the whole Ayodhya was washed with rose water and all the people
that...
So you send him for 14 years exile. So what happened? The scene is like this. You know what happens? Dasharatha is totally devastated by Kaikeyi's request. Kaikeyi is saying that send him for 14 years for exile. So Dasharatha's heart is totally broken and he is crying and he is laying down. He is not even able to get up. And what does Kaikeyi do? The next day morning, in the morning hours this is happening. Sumantra comes, the minister of Dasharatha, to call Dasharatha. At that time Kaikeyi tells to Sumantra, go call Lord Ram. So then he goes and calls Lord Rama. Lord Rama, he comes there and immediately he sees his father in this condition and he tells, what happened to my father? So then Kaikeyi says that, why are you asking him? I will tell you everything. So then she tells that all the list, she tells that 14 years you should go give up all the royal clothes and all these things. He says, that's all? You just want me to go to the exile, that's all? So immediately he accepts that. You and I, if we get something like that, full Mahabharata lakkar over there. Isn't it? Even small promise our parents make to us, that I'll get a cycle for you. But due to some reason, they are not able to get. Immediately what happens? We do Mahabharata in our house. Isn't it? I want means I want it. I will not eat, I will not talk, I will not do this. But see Lord Rama. That's all? You just want me to go for 14 years exile? Oh, you could have told me this. Why did you trouble my father for that? This was his attitude. And what is our attitude? We know that, isn't it? I need not elaborate on that. So, like that, this is the example of renunciation. And another renunciation is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. At the age of 24, he had such a beautiful wife who was only 16 years old. She was Mahalakshmi herself, Vishnupriya. So beautiful. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at the age of 24, he took sannyas. For what? For us. So that we chant the names of Krishna and we will go to Krishna. These are examples of renunciation. And to tell more examples of Krishna, he had 16,108 wives. No? You know, you should read the Krishna book, how he used to do pastimes. Lord Krishna himself, every day he would get up at 3 o'clock. And then he would take bath. Everything is given in Krishna book. You read the daily timetable of... You read the daily timetable of Krishna. He is to get up early in the morning and then he is to do his activities and then he is to chant. What he is to chant? He is to chant on his own names. Because the holy name, Hare Krishna, it is so potent. It is so invaluable. He is to chant on his own names. You and I should not chant on our own names. Huh? Only Krishna can do that. Don't chant your names. So Krishna, he used to chant on his own names, he used to meditate on him, he used to finish his rounds and then he used to give so many cows in charity and then he used to do so many sevas. And then you know what? At one time Krishna can expand himself into 16,108 Krishnas. In every palace Krishna was there. Narada goes to every palace. In one palace Krishna is eating, in one palace Krishna is playing with his children, in one palace he is playing with his wife, in one palace he is doing something like that, full activities. So at one time Krishna can expand into 16,108. It's not that one Krishna is minus and another Krishna is plus or something. See, even if you see twins, have you seen the twins? There is some difference, isn't it? One will be very angry, one will be very soft. Or one will be forgetful, one will be very intelligent, something like that. But in Krishna, it was not like that. Everyone was same. So 16,108, He will be in the palace the same way, and in the evening when he will go out to the office, when Krishna used to go to office, you know. So he used to, for administering everything, when he would go to office, all that 16,108 would combine into one Krishna, and then he would walk out. And then he would walk out, he would go to office, do all his duties. When he will come in the evening, when he would enter the palace, again expand as 16,108 and go into every palace. So this is how he used to do Leela. Can anyone do like that? No. So this is how Krishna's pastimes are divine. They are transcendental. Even when Krishna was born, this is all afterwards, na? Even when Krishna was born, Janma Karma Chame Divyam Evam Yoveti Tatvata Tyaktva Deham Punar Janma Naiti Mameti Sorjuna. In the 4th chapter, 9th verse, it is said, Janma Karma Chame Divyam. Even when you and I are born, what happens? We cry. We cry, isn't it? When the crying sound is heard, we understand a child is born, isn't it? But when Krishna is born, and how are we born? Do we have clothes with us? No. A child is born naked. But when Krishna was born, he had his Kaustubha, he had his crown, he had his Pitambar, he had his ornaments, he had it was so beautiful. When Krishna was born, these all signs, he had beautiful earrings, everything was there. So this is called Janma Karma Chame Divyam. His activities are transcendental. His activities are divine. If you want to talk about Krishna, you talk. Otherwise, you don't talk. Understood? I heard him because he spoke about Krishna. In Vaikuntha also, let me finish this. That is why Krishna's birth, his activities, everything is divine. Understood? You should come at 10 o'clock. Okay? So, all these activities, otherwise you will miss everything. Everything is divine about Krishna. So, that is how Krishna's names, everything is divine. Okay, so now...